Book of John. This thing's starting to roar again. You want to just turn it off? You got it fixed? John chapter 12. I'm going to give them just a second, see if they can get this thing ironed out. Y'all hear it roaring out there? Do you? Amen. Yes, sir. Amen, Brother Howard. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen, we are. Amen. Yes. Amen. Anybody else got a word this morning? Amen. Yes, brother.
I'm glad he sent his son to die for me, but I'm glad he died for the whole world as well. I pray God would move in this place this morning. I pray we'd open our hearts to God. I'm glad for what he's done for me and my family. I'm one blessed man.
Yes, you are. Amen. Yes.
God will touch each preacher. God will touch each counselor, everybody that's there. God will just move in that place.
Amen.
I thank y'all for all. I thank him that he's put me in the family of God.
Yes, sir.
He's planted me here at Liberty Baptist Church. I can tell you this, from all the places I've ever been, this is the best church I ever set foot in my life, is this place right here. It's an oasis to my soul.
Amen. Yes.
I thank you for Brother Mike, Lord, the leader of this church, and the people that he's placed here, because y'all have impacted my life so much for the cause of Christ, and I appreciate God for all he's done for me.
Amen. 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 Anybody else this morning want to say something about the Lord? All right. Every heart satisfied? John chapter number 12, I want to read a couple of verses over here. Jesus is headed toward Jerusalem to lay down his life on Calvary's cross. And what a Savior, Brother Michael. Oh, what a Savior we have today. That he would go and give his life for the likes of you and me. The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. But he loved us. And he went to Jerusalem The Bible says he set his face like a flint. That was his purpose in coming into this world, to go there, lay down his life, take our sins upon himself, that we could go free. And I thank him for that. But I want to read verse number 12 and 13 right here and give you some thoughts this morning, what the Lord's laid upon my heart. Now on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you again, Lord, for the privilege of being in the house of God today, Lord. God, we pray, Lord, for your anointing power, God, for unction, Lord, from on high, that you'd bless your word today, God, that you'd help us, Lord, in the inner man, God, Lord, to deliver, Heavenly Father, what you've laid upon our heart, God. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, today, God, for your blood, Lord, you shed on Calvary's cross to set us free, Lord. We pray that your will would be done now in Jesus' name. I want you to, you can be seated this morning. I want you to notice just in these two verses, I want to draw a thought from them and then go into some other places in the Word of God. But I want you to notice this morning the report that was heard right here in verse number 12. When they heard that Jesus was coming. I'm here this morning to preach on the fact that Jesus is coming again. Amen. We better be looking for Him in this day and hour because it's closer than it's ever been before. Jesus is soon to come to take His church out of this world. The report that was heard, they said Jesus was coming, and thank God there were some people interested in the fact that He was coming to Jerusalem. There's a lot of folks today that ain't interested in the things of God. I thank God for a church I can come to where there's some folks that's interested in the things of God. Amen. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming one of these glorious days. Our Lord and Savior, He's going to keep His promise that He's coming one day after His church. But not only the report that was heard, the reception right here. Notice in verse number 13, the Bible says they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, Hosanna means deliverer. It means a praise. It's an expression of adoration. They was people that was glad that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. Are you glad this morning that the Lord has promised to come back and get His church out of this world? Amen. I'm telling you, this old world's got folks so busy today and caught up in the things of the world. Most Christians don't give much thought to the fact that the Lord Jesus is a keeper of promises, and He's going to keep His promise to come back one of these glorious days and call His church out of this world. Amen. And so I'm here this morning to sound an alarm to you today that Jesus is coming. The King is coming. Notice right here, they said right here that they went forth to meet Him, cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. The King is coming one of these glorious days, and I believe within my heart today and through the pages of God's Word that it could be today. Amen. You know, the Bible is filled with prophecies throughout the Old Testament and throughout the New Testament right here. There's many things that God has put forth out of His Word right here to prove that His Bible is true and His promises are sure. Jesus is coming. The King is coming. The report, Jesus was coming. The reception, they received Him with joy. Hey, I wonder this morning, I've stood in this pulpit before and mentioned the fact that Jesus is soon to come, and I've seen some expressions on folks' faces of fear and dread. A lot of folks ain't ready for the Lord to come. But that don't change one thing. Jesus is coming just like He said in the Word of God. And so we better be ready when He comes. We better be looking for Him and longing for Him because Jesus is going to appear one of these glorious days. Don't let Him take you by surprise, folks. The Word of God, let me show you something right here. The Bible says this right here. There's in the references to His second coming, outnumber the first coming 8-1. It's very important. In other words, in the Old Testament prophecies, there was a lot of prophecy saying that Jesus was going to come. He was going to go to Calvary. He was going to die there and give His life a ransom for us. But in the New Testament, there's 8 more times more positive references to the Lord's second coming than the first coming. Very important. God has given some warnings in the Word of God that we better be looking for Him, and we better be ready for His appearing. There's 1,845 times reference to His second coming in the Word of God. 17 books of the Old Testament mention the second coming of Christ. 23 of 27 books of the New Testament allude to the fact that Christ is coming. Many times the Bible will show you written in red that Christ Himself warned us that He's coming back one day. And so I wonder this morning, are you ready? Enoch, the seventh from Adam, he was way back in the book of Genesis, right? He said the Lord is coming with 10,000s of His saints. He's coming again. That's not a real popular subject in the day and hour in which we live. And I tell you why, because people are in love with the world. Amen. You look at the apostasy we're in today, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God is where we're at today as humans, as Christians. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Daniel spoke about Him coming in the clouds one day. Zechariah said He's coming back to Jerusalem one day, to the Mount of Olives. All throughout the Word of God, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. Are you ready for His appearing today? You can get ready while there's still time, but one of these days, time will end. The age and day of grace is going to come to an end one day. For 2,000 years now, we've had the dispensation of grace. God offering forgiveness and offering heaven and delivering man from hell for 2,000 years. The offer of grace has been issued out through pulpits to mankind that he could come and be set free from the penalties and punishment of sin and have a place secured in heaven. But one day when Christ comes, the day of grace will end and the day of His wrath will begin. Today is the day of salvation. As was prayed a while ago, now's the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Get in while there's still time if you're lost this morning. But I want you to notice some things here. As we look at this right here, Jesus was going to pay a price for you and I, to redeem mankind, give mankind an opportunity of salvation. And so I want to fast forward just a little bit as Christ went to Jerusalem. He gave His life a ransom for many on Calvary's cross. He was dead. He was buried. He was resurrected. He ascended back to the Father. And the very last thing, when He went up into the clouds, the two angels stood there saying, "This same Jesus you see taken away from you, He's coming again in like manner one day." He's coming again. And I'm glad I'm ready for Him. Amen. This world's in chaos, confusion, wickedness. And I'm telling you, If you're saved this morning, the thought of Christ coming and taking His church to a better place ought to thrill you today. Amen. And this old world will leave you disappointed, distracted, defeated. And it'll do. This world has nothing that'll last for eternity, but Christ does. But I want you to notice this right here. The report, the reception. But now I want you to notice the report of His return. His return. In Hebrews 9:28, the Bible says this, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation." I want you to notice what that verse right there just said. Unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Are you looking for Him this morning? We as Christians, if we've been born again, if we've been saved, if we believe God's Word right here, and realize if we've studied our Bible and realize that time is nigh, then we should be looking for His appearing. And we should love His appearing. Oh, listen, I want you to examine yourselves this morning. Examine yourselves this morning. Would you be glad if the Lord appeared today? Would you be ready today to meet Him in the air? He's coming one day. He's coming, just like He said. What makes me so sure that He's coming? The Bible says in Hebrews 10:37, yet for a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. On God's timetable, He knows the time that He's going to send Christ back to rapture His church out. I don't know that day. I don't know that hour. But God has given me a lot of things in His Bible right here that I can know, with certainty that time is nigh. There's so many things that has unfolded in this world in the last 50, 100 years. It is astounding to me to look into God's Word. It's like reading today's newspaper. Amen. Jesus is soon to come. And I want to give you a few thoughts this morning from the Word of God. I want to sound an alarm to you this morning to be ready when He appears. To be ready. Notice this right here. I want to say this morning that the signs given in God's Word abound. They are abounding everywhere. If you want to look in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 24, I want to read a few things to you out of Matthew 24. His disciples were gathered with Christ and the Mount of Olives. And the disciples came to Him privately saying, tell us, this is verse number 3, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. Many shall come in My name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. I've seen that in my lifetime. I've seen that there's folks that has come and proclaimed that they were Christ and deceived people. It's amazing how folks will follow people. Amen. Jesus warned us about these deceivers in this day. He said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. You don't have to watch much news today till you'll see the war in Ukraine, and you'll see Russia threatening a nuclear war, and people are all shook up and fearful and hearts failing because of the things that's taking place on this old earth today. But I'm glad this morning it don't strike any fear in my heart. Amen. Jesus said in His Word, these things must come to pass. He said, but the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in divers places. Somebody told me this morning there's two local churches that shut down today because of COVID. And listen to me, there's a lot of pestilences. There's a lot of things that's going on in this old world today that didn't used to be. But it just points to the fact that Jesus said, look for these things. When you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. And He goes on right here and He says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Oh, listen to me this morning. You can watch the news for 30 minutes and it'll get you depressed, the things that's taking place in this old world today. And we better be looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. When we see all these things, we can get on our face and pray still, can't we? We can get on our face and pray and ask God to keep our family, to keep our hearts in the peace and love of God. Thank God we can pray today. Amen? And know that our God hears our prayers. He's our help. He's our strength. He's our rock of salvation today. And if this world crumbles before us, I'm glad I'm a child of God today. And I'm going to a place called heaven one glorious day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming, giving us a chance at life. Notice this right here in verse 32 through 35 right here. He says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you see all these things, know that it's near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I won't get into this parable right here. Four little verses right here speaks volumes to Christians today and to this world today. This parable right here has to do with Israel. Israel, for over 2,000 years, they were no country. You could have looked at a world map for 2,000 years before 1948, and you wouldn't have found Israel on that map. And for God had scattered them to the four corners of the earth because of their disobedience and unbelief. But listen to me, they never lost their identity. They were still Jews. They were still God's people. On May the 14th, 1948, a miracle of all miracles, Israel was allowed to become a nation again. Just a small number of people had gathered back over there in the homeland, and they had petitioned and wanted to be a nation again. And through the powers of the world that day, they were allowed to be a nation again. God brought them back together. God prophesied that He would scatter them. But God also prophesied that in the last days, He'd bring them back together and they would be His people again. Well, we better be we're just about the only country in the world that still backs Israel. Amen. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in the world today. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. The reason God is blessing America today, I believe, is because we stand with Israel. And we stand upon the Word of God right here. We better pray for them and ask God to help them. They are a key figure in this world in the last days. But listen to me. The parable of the fig tree right here. We know that summer is nigh when it puts forth leaves. That's the rebirth of the nation of Israel. And He says this right here. He says, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Well, what's a generation? If you look back in the book of Genesis, when God spoke to Abraham, a generation in Genesis 15, a generation would have been 100 years. If we looked at that from 1948 to 2048, it's 100 years. The Lord could come back any time. But if you look in another place in the Bible, it could be 80 years. And that would put it in 2028. The Lord says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I'm not setting a time this morning for the Lord's return, but I want you to know, He said these things, when these things come to pass, to look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. Listen to me this morning. There are so many prophecies throughout the New Testament about the Lord's promise to return again. There's no way that I could stand here and preach it all this morning. But I want to just point out a few things to you to make you aware this morning that Jesus is soon to come. I want you to look with me this morning in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. Luke 17. These are the words of Christ again speaking right here. He says in Luke 17, verse 26, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They ate, drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. What was it like in the days of Noah? The Bible says that the thoughts of man was only evil continually. His heart was corrupted. The earth was corrupted. Violence filled the earth. Sounds a whole lot like today, don't it? Amen. It's a sad day. It's a sad day when you're scared to go down to Walmart not knowing when some crazy person might come out and start shooting folks. Amen. It's a day when you just about got to arm yourself wherever you go. Amen. Violence filled the earth. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. And He also said, likewise in the days of Lot. Lot. I don't have to refresh you about Lot. He lived down there in that homosexual place of Sodom. And can you believe the things that's going on in our country and in our world today? Amen. It's a sad day in which we live. But God's Word's true. It's going to be that way, He said, just before He comes again. And so we better be getting ready. sounding the alarm, getting our families into the house of God and getting them under preaching, praying for our lost loved ones, and doing all we can to get people into the ark of safety today. Oh, listen to me. In this day, it was a day of perversion. Morals were perverted. Not many folks got old-time morals anymore. Why? Because just the devil has crept in slowly and slowly, step by step, and people have accepted just a little bit, and a little bit more wickedness and sin in their lives. Devil will slip in. He'll creep in. Marriage is corrupted. Oh, my. I wonder, Brother David, if mine, your daddy, could see that a man could marry a man or a woman could marry a woman, they'd flip over in their graves today. It's an awful, sad day in which we live. Listen to me. You don't have to accept those things. Amen. Amen. We better stand upon what God says in this Word right here. Things that were an abomination 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, is still an abomination today. And we don't have to accept it. I'm going to stand with God. How about you? Amen. You better be teaching your children too. They don't have to accept all this junk that's being crammed down their throat this day and age. Teach them right from wrong. They're not going to get it down at the schoolhouse. Amen. The morals, the marriage, the mind is corrupted today. Isn't it amazing how they took prayer out of schools? Took Bible reading out of schools. When I was growing up a little boy, that was the very first thing we did in school every day. Somebody got up, each child, each day, would be asked to stand up and read a Bible verse or two. And then we'd pray. A teacher would pray with us. And then we'd pledge allegiance to the flag. And you know what the biggest problem in school was back in them days? Sticking chewing gum up under your desk. Amen. But now, look at how the devil has gotten into the minds of young people today. And you know, any time that you push God out of society, out of the home, out of the school, or wherever, the devil's glad to step in. Amen. He wants to corrupt the minds of young people today. He wants to corrupt the minds of older people today. And he's doing a good job of it. Well, we better guard ourselves today. Guard your mind. You listen to me. You better stay in the Word of God and ask Him to strengthen you in your mind. The devil will take you. He'll drive you crazy. Amen. And that's what's happened to a lot of these school shootings and things that's taking place in the world today. The devil has gotten to people. He's doing his job in this whole world today. Listen, the signs are abounded. Sins are accepted. Jesus said, back in Matthew 24, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What is that saying to me? People love sins more than they love God. People won't commit themselves to God because they've dabbled out in sin and they've gone out in there and they like what they're doing. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about saved folks. You better watch yourself. Sin is enticing. Sin is fun. But the wages of sin is death. Better watch yourself today. The King is coming. Did I mention that this morning? He's coming again one of these days. Sins are accepted. Satan is angry. In Revelation chapter number 12, verse 12, the Bible says, "Woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath." Why? Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. He's angry. A third of the angelic hosts fell with him. This earth, whether we realize it or not, is filled with demons. You know what demons want to do? They want to possess people. They want to destroy people. They want to steal, they want to kill, they want to destroy, doing Satan's bidding. And Satan, knowing that he has but a short time, he's going about seeking whom he may devour. And you can see it throughout our society today. Satan is raging in this world today. Christians now are in a minority. Christians now are hated. Listen to me. Christians used to be respected, but it seems like it's not anymore. Too many people in love with sin. Too many people Satan has got in his grasp, controlling their lives, and they love darkness rather than light. Satan's angry. But then there's the saints' apostasy. You know, in 2 Thessalonians, the Bible speaks of the last days. And it speaks of a great falling away. Let me ask you something this morning. If you're a child of God this morning, if you profess, if you can go back to a place where you've been born again, you've been saved, are you closer today to the Lord than you was when He first saved you? Are you? We live in a day of apostasy, a falling away. And there's churches day by day that are having to shut the doors and turn out the lights because people quit coming to church. It's all throughout our land and our country. There's a falling away in our day. Paul, in 2 Timothy, writing to a young preacher, he said, in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. And he goes on and on and on. He says, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's where we're at today. We're in that time of apostasy, of falling away. So I encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning to examine yourself. Don't fall away, but get in. We need you in this day and hour. These children all scattered out through this congregation right here, they need you today to be a Christian, to be strong in these last days, to take a stand against sin, against the devil, and the things, the ungodly things of this old world. The King is coming. All the signs of the bad things taking place in this old world. The signs that abound. The sins that are accepted. Satan in his anger. The saints' apostasy. But lastly, I want to say this. There's some that are anticipating. God's always got a remnant. He always has throughout His Word. And I'm here to tell you this morning that the Lord is soon to appear. Judgment is soon to come to this old world. But thank God this morning. I want you to hear me well right here. Always throughout God's Word, before He brought judgment, He offered mercy. That's what a loving Savior we have today. Before He brings judgment, He offers mercy. And He offers the free gift of salvation to whosoever will can come and take of the water of life freely. You don't have to die and go to hell in your sins today. Jesus saves, and Jesus is coming back one of these days for His church. Folks, we better be getting ready. Listen, He's coming just like He said. In closing, in Revelation chapter number 22, three times in that chapter, Jesus said, I come quickly. I come quickly. Surely, I come quickly. And I like this. I'm talking about some are anticipating. Oh, John, the last words you'll find in your Bible, he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Can you say that this morning? In your heart, can you say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm ready. I'm born again. I'm saved. I'm ready to meet you. Can you? Can you honestly say that today? Noah preached for 120 years, and he only saw 8 souls come to him. I wonder this morning, would you stand with me around the house? Stand with us around the house.